This is episode 1929 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series all about how to manage insecurities to help you sleep better. This is part of a sleep collection of meditations that we've explored throughout the entire month. And in last week's series, you discovered how to release negative thoughts and emotions so that when you settled yourself down to sleep, those wouldn't be lingering, interfering with your peaceful sleep. And you had a worry hierarchy as a challenge last week where you thought about what were the thoughts that are most worrisome to you. You stopped at some point in your day, you thought of those thoughts, and then you put them in a hierarchy of according to which thoughts were most intrusive. Well, this week you have a challenge to do a gratitude hierarchy where you think about what you're grateful for. And I encourage you to do this, not just randomly, but to do it when you're feeling insecure. This can be what you fall back on as a tool to help you manage your insecurity. So many times when we do these really great habits, such as thinking about what we're grateful for each day, doing gratitude journals is a very trendy, popular thing to do right now. But if you aren't really connecting it with the rest of your life, then it can seem as though it's a nice thing to do, but you can almost feel as though you're not really noticing how it's helping you. So when you think about negative thoughts and your insecurities, that's when I encourage you to think about what you're grateful for. This is a wonderful way to switch out your thoughts. And it helps you to realize that there are other things you could be thinking about. And it also helps you to become aware of other things that you have going on in your life that are positive. Because even on your worst day, you could still think about a few things that you're thankful for. You could be grateful that you have someone in your life, or maybe you feel like you don't have anyone in your life and that makes you feel insecure. You could be grateful for the sun shining or nature around you or something that cheers you up, maybe a funny movie or a book that provides you inspiration, even a cozy sweater that makes you feel comforted when you wear it. So for your meditation technique today, along with your gratitude hierarchy challenge, I encourage you to repeat release. This is your one-word affirmation. An affirmation is a positive statement you repeat that helps you to focus on your intention. So when you're beginning to feel those insecurities creep in, mentally repeat, release. I also challenge you to repeat it out loud. Repeat it several times in a row and visualize what you're trying to release and then layer in the gratitudes. So if you're thinking about how insecure you feel because you're really out of shape, for example, you probably are in great shape. But if you're feeling really insecure about your body, think about what you're grateful for about your body. Maybe you're really strong, or maybe you don't get sick that often, or maybe you might be out of shape, but you eat really well and you know you'll get back into shape. You could start walking today or doing some body weight exercises, something simple something you could do in 5 minutes and notice that you made a little progress. And then you can release this thought and think about what you're grateful for. So that is your technique for today. If you'd like to go a little deeper into this meditation series, I know it's an important topic to release your insecurities. As always, you can find the full, they are half-hour guided meditations. You can stop at any point in the meditation. They're structured in a way that you can stop at any point and still have had a good meditation. And those are right there on the Sip and Know meditation app. You also get some valuable tools such as a journal customized for the week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide with the different techniques on it. So go and do your technique for today. Mentally visualize what you're insecure about, and then think about what you are grateful for in regard to that insecurity, and mentally repeat release, releasing those negative thoughts so that you can open up to what you're grateful for, because that is what matters most. You are so worth slowing down for.